Greetings, friends, and welcome back to another program of the ABCs of the Bible. Today we're going to discuss the three factors that define death. Do you know what these three factors are? I would dare to say that most people know what two factors are, but on the third factor, there is great misunderstanding. So let's talk about these three factors of death. The first one is that when we die, we return to the dust. Life, of course, is when God said he formed man of the dust of the earth. Well, then death is going to be when mankind loses his form and returns to dust. The second thing is life is when God breathed into us the breath of life. So death is going to be when we stop breathing and don't receive the breath of life anymore. Now, this is the part where most people get confused. The third factor of life is when God puts in us the spirit of man. This is what makes us uniquely a human being, that's different from the animals, that's different from plants, that's different from insects, that's different even from the angels in heaven. This is what makes us created truly in God's image and likeness. We have the spirit of man. And people believe that when we die, the spirit of man continues to live somewhere else. It either lives in heaven with God, or it lives in hell with Satan the devil. But this could not be further from the truth. Death is when we lose the spirit of man. In other words, our consciousness ceases. We stop thinking. There is no more spirit of man within us. It does leave. Now let's see this in Job chapter 34, and we'll read verses 14 through 15. This is in Job chapter 34 and verses 14 through 15. Job is saying, if God sets his heart on man, that is, if God says your time is up, then God gathers to himself man's spirit and man's breath, that's the breath of life, and all flesh shall perish together, and man shall return to the dust again. Those are those three factors of death. God gathering man's spirit, God gathering man's breath, and God gathering man's dust. Those are the three things. So people don't have a problem with understanding that a dead body returns to dust or that a dead body stops breathing. But people do have a problem with understanding that a dead body stops thinking. The spirit of man leaves us and there is no more thinking. There is no more consciousness. We are not alive somewhere else. When we are dead, we are dead. And those three factors define what death is. Number one, we stop breathing and we don't breathe the breath of life into us anymore. We return to the dust, and also we stop thinking. Let's turn over now to Psalm chapter 146 and verses 2 through 4, because we're going to see this. You know that on the ABCs of the Bible, we always turn to the Bible. So let's hear what the Bible says to us. I don't want you to hear what your minister says to you or what your mom and dad says to you, though you may love them and honor and respect them, if they are not teaching you what the Bible says. If they're teaching you what the Bible says, then by all means, hear what they say. But if they're not, hear what God says. And this is in Psalm chapter 146 and verses 2 through 4. While I live, I will praise Jehovah. The inference is that when you die, you won't be able to praise Jehovah. I will sing praises to my God while I have life. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no salvation. Why is David saying this? Because he knows that these princes and these sons of men, they're going to die just like he does. That's why he goes on to say, his breath goes forth, and he returns to the earth. Those are the two things. But notice the third thing. In that very day, his thoughts perish. The spirit of man leaves, the thoughts perish. That's the first witness that we see. Now let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 9, and we'll read verses 1 through 2 and also verse 5. This is the second witness, which is David's son, Solomon. This is in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verses 1 through 2 and also verse 5. For all this I took to heart, even to make all this clear, which is what I'm seeking to do, is to make the scriptures clear, make it plain, even to make all this clear, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. All happens alike to all. There is one event that happens to the righteous, and that same event happens to the wicked. Now, what is this event that happens to both the righteous and the wicked? Solomon is going to go on to say that it is death. And this is how he expresses it. For the living know, all right, the living know something. The living know that they shall die. But the opposite is this. The dead do not know, and they do not know anything. Death is the opposite of life. Life is when we have thoughts, and that's because the spirit of man is in us. But death is when we don't have any thoughts. That's because the spirit of man leaves us. Now let's turn over to the book of Job, and we'll read in verse 10, or chapter 10, and in verses 18 through 19. This is in Job chapter 10, and verses 18 through 19. Now I want you to notice something, because Job, under the inspiration of God, is going to teach us a very important lesson. And this lesson is that before we became a living soul, which is life, we did not exist. And after we become a dead soul, which is death, we will not exist. Let's read what Job says. Why then have you brought me from the womb? In other words, why have you given me life? And life can be defined, again, as these three things. That we are formed out of the dust of the earth, so we have a body. When Job came out of his mother's womb, he had a body. Number two, we received the breath of life. He started breathing on his own. And then, number three, he had the spirit of man in him that made him uniquely a human being. But he goes on to say, oh, that I had given up the spirit, and that no eye had seen me. Now this is the part I want you to focus on. I should have been as though I had not been. In other words, God, why did you let me live? Why didn't you just allow me to die so that I could go back to the same state that I had before I became alive? And what is that? He is saying, I should have been as though I had not been. Job wasn't alive before he was alive. And Job isn't alive since he has died. Job is dead. And so is every other person that has died. They're still dead. Now, I know that sounds really, really harsh. I know that sounds contrary to what you've been taught. If you've been going to church, or if your parents have done any reading of the Bible and they've taught you about life and death, I know it's very different, because they teach that when you die, if you're a good person, you're still going to be alive with God in heaven. Or if you're a bad person, you're going to be alive with Satan in hell. But the Bible does not teach that. The Bible teaches that when you are dead, not that you're alive. No human being that has ever lived and died, except Emmanuel, who is God with us, and who is named Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, only that human being that lived and died is now alive in heaven. And that is because he has been resurrected to eternal life. But no one else who has died is alive in heaven. Likewise, no human being that has ever lived and died is now alive in hell. That's just not true according to the scriptures. But where do people get the erroneous idea that death equals life in another place? Well, in part, it comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and in verses 18 through 21. This is a misunderstanding of the scripture that people have that leads them to this erroneous belief that death equals life in another place. And primarily, when the spirit of man leaves, people are thinking that, oh, we're still alive. We just shed our flesh and return to the dust of the earth. We just stop breathing the breath of life, so we don't need that anymore, but we're still alive. No, death has the three parts, and death contains the other part, that third part, which says that when the spirit of man leaves, we are dead. We are not alive with God or alive with Satan. We are dead, period. So let's read this to get a clear understanding. Solomon is saying, I said in my heart concerning the matter of the sons of men, that God might reveal them, and that they might see that they themselves are nothing more than the beasts of the field. For that which happens to the sons of men also happens to the beasts. Even one thing happens to them. As the beast dies, so do human beings die. They all have one breath, so that a man in this way has no advantage over a beast. All go to one place. All are of the dust, and all return to the dust again. So far, Solomon has said two things. That we're just like the animals, and that we all have the breath of life. And when we die, that breath of life stops. It leaves us. And he also said that just like animals, when we die, we return to the dust of the earth. But now he does say something different. And this is where it causes people to trip up. But let's let the scriptures teach us. He goes on to say, who knows the spirit of man that goes upward? And this is that third component of either life or death. Who knows the spirit of man that goes upward? At death, we're saying that the spirit of man goes upward. Obviously, at life, the spirit of man came down and it came into us. But at death, the spirit of man goes upward. So people erroneously think that when it goes upward, it means that it's alive and it goes back to God, assuming the person was good. Who knows the spirit of man that goes upward and the spirit of beast that goes downward? My question to you is, when the spirit of man goes upward, where does it stop? Let's turn over to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, and we'll read verse 1 to see that answer. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, while the evil days do not come, nor the years draw near, when you will say, I have no pleasure in them. In other words, when you're approaching death. And now let's drop down to verse 7. For then, when you are approaching death, and when you actually die, you shall return to the dust of the earth, and the spirit of man shall return to God who gave it. That's a true statement. The spirit of God goes up and it stops when it gets to God. But does the scripture say that that spirit is alive? No, it doesn't. The truth is that the spirit of man returns to God because God is keeping it until it's time for the resurrection. Now let's turn over to the book of John, chapter 5, and we'll read verses 28 through 29 to prove this. This is in the book of John, chapter 5, verses 28 through 29. Jesus is saying, the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have practiced evil to the resurrection of condemnation. That, my friends, is when the spirit of man will be dealt with. It is at the time of the resurrection. And you might ask yourself a simple question. If when we die, we're still alive, then why do we need a resurrection? So in our next program, I'm going to give you an analogy of a CD burner. And that should help to clarify this process of life and death and resurrection.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.